FM. This is The Business Breakfast.
Well, Friday morning on The Business Breakfast with me, Johnny Hart. Now, of all the sectors the pandemic has affected most, few industries have fallen as far and as fast as tourism. With the World Travel and Tourism Council, the trade group representing major global travel companies, projecting a global loss of 75 million jobs and over $2 trillion in revenue. And millions of women across the world are employed by the travel sector. Sometimes it's the only available source of income. So let's speak to Alessandra Alonso from social enterprise company Women in Travel. It really is looking catastrophic right now for the tourism industry. Just how bad is it out there?
Well, I think it's pretty bad, and that is true for the UK, but I would say pretty much worldwide, with a few recent exception of countries who are starting to reopen for tourism. The truth is that we had to shut down any tourist business that is involved in hospitality. Airplanes are grounded. People are simply not going anywhere. They are not going to their local attractions, such as museum or indeed a restaurant, let alone traveling further afield. TUI has just recently announced, the large tour operator has just recently announced 8,000 redundancies. So it is pretty tough.
Now, the government has extended the furlough scheme until the end of October, which is obviously a huge relief for many. But do you think it's doing enough to support the travel industry at the moment?
You know, it's very hard to hit every business in the sector in a positive way, because this is not a one size fits all. You go from huge businesses with thousands of employees to the tiny self-employed business, the tour guide, the small pub. And so there is definitely a lot of need for help and to look at things in more detail. From a personal viewpoint, working as I am in social enterprise, we feel kind of forgotten because the government has provided much needed support to charities and small businesses, but we don't fit neither category. And as such, you know, it is quite hard to find a way to continue our work with our beneficiaries, which is otherwise much needed.
Tell us about your company, Women in Travel. What does it do and what is it doing at the moment to help with the impact of COVID-19 on your industry?
Women in Travel is a social enterprise. We economically empower women using travel, tourism and hospitality as a force for good. We identify, select, support women from vulnerable and underrepresented background. We give training, put them in front of hospitality, travel and tourism employers for the opportunity of employment. The definition of vulnerable is changing very much. And so we actually expect that more and more women will come to us for help throughout the summer. Those who until a month or two ago had a job and had a regular income, who are now finding themselves in a redundancy situation, and maybe they are a single home, single household, really have no way to make and meet anymore.
Okay, Alessandra Alonso, thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you. Thank you very much for the opportunity.